A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars Crucible by Troy Denning. Read for you by Mark Thompson. Chapter 1. With lowlifes of every species, from three-eyed Grand to four-armed Hecto standing belly to bar, the Red Ronto reminded Han Solo of that cantina back on Mos Eisley, the one where he had first met Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi all those years ago. Smoke hung in the air so thick and green he could taste it, and the bartender was pulling drinks from a tangle of pipes and spigots, more complicated than a hyperdrive unit. There was even an all-Bith band on stage, though instead of upbeat jats, they were playing the room with outdated smazo. Usually the driving bass and stabbing whale horn made Han think of banging coolant lines, but today he was feeling it. And why not? This trip promised to be more getaway than mission, and he was looking forward to seeing his old friend, Lando Calrissian, again.
"I don't like it, Han," Leia said, raising her voice over the music. "It's not like Lando to be so late."
Han turned to look across the table, where Leia sat with a half-empty drink in front of her. Wearing a gray gunner's jacket over a white flight suit, she was, as always, the classiest female in the joint. And despite a few laugh lines, still the most beautiful. He thumbed a control pad on the edge of the table, and the faint yellow radiance of a tranquility screen rose around their booth. The screen was a rare touch of quality for a place like the Red Ronto, but one Han appreciated as the raucous music faded to a muffled booming.
"Relax," he said. "When has Lando ever missed a rendezvous?"
"My point exactly. Maybe that pirate problem is more dangerous than he thought."
Leia nodded toward the entrance.
"And take a look at that miner over there. His force aura is filled with anxiety."
Han followed her gaze toward a swarthy young human dressed in the dust-caked safety boots and Molotex jumpsuit of an asteroid miner. With a nose just crooked enough to be rakish and a T-6 blaster pistol hanging from his side, the kid was clearly no stranger to a fight. But he was not exactly streetwise either. He was just standing there in the doorway, squinting into dark corners while he remained silhouetted against the light behind him.
"He doesn't look like much of a threat,"
Han said. Still, he dropped a hand to his thigh holster and undid the retention strap. As a Jedi Knight, Leia felt things through the Force that Han could not sense at all, and he had long ago learned to trust her instincts.
"Probably just some crew chief looking for new hires."
The miner's gaze stopped at the Solo's booth. He flashed a brash smile, then said something to the bartender and raised three fingers.
"He's looking for us, Han," Leia said. "This must have something to do with Lando."
"Could be,"
Han allowed, but he hoped Leia was wrong. Missed rendezvous and strange messengers were never a good sign. Any lingering doubt about the miner's intentions vanished when the bartender handed him a bottle of Corellian Reserve with three glasses, and he started in their direction. There was something in his bold stride and cocky grin that set Han on edge.
"Whoever he is, I don't like him,"
Han said.
"He's way too sure of himself."
Leia smiled.
"He reminds me of you at that age," she said. "I like him already."